Hello, and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Sheena Conroy, and I'll be reading from Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 17, from the New International Version. This story takes place when Jesus' ministry was becoming more public, and he was travelling with his disciples through the villages and towns of Galilee, proclaiming that the kingdom of God was at hand. Jesus was performing many miracles, and because of this, a large crowd followed him. These verses immediately follow the story of the healing of the centurion's servant in Capernaum. Nain was a small farming village, quite off the beaten track, about 30 miles southwest of Capernaum. Soon afterwards, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Having walked from Capernaum, Jesus and his disciples followed a large crowd, arrived in Nain just as a funeral procession was coming out of the village on its way to the cemetery. Verse 12 says, as he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. The large crowd of mourners accompanying the crying mother would have been weeping and wailing, and some may even have torn their clothing to demonstrate their grief. Such a sad, sad story. Not just because this poor woman had lost her son, her only child, but she was already a widow and was now therefore alone. Alone with no means of support. We know that at this time parents relied upon their children to provide for them in their old age. After first speaking to the widow, Jesus approached the coffin and touched it and commanded the young man to get up. He did, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. The crowds were amazed and praised God, and we can only imagine the joy and relief experienced at that moment by the widow. There are many interesting facets to this short story, describing one of Jesus' many miracles. However, whilst reading these verses again, there is one aspect that really touched me. At this time, it was part of the Mosaic law that widows, orphans, and the poor were provided for. There was a tithe taken to provide for the poor every third year. Also, they were allowed to glean in fields and orchards after the crop had been harvested, and the leftover crops, the gleanings, provided them with food. In the story of Ruth, we were told that as a widow, she was allowed to glean in the fields of Boaz. The community had a responsibility to care for the poor of the day. Of course, Jesus would have known about this, so why did he do as he did? On reading the story before, I've always assumed that Jesus raised the widow's son principally to provide her with a secure future. With her son once more alive, she would have had someone to help, care, and provide for her for the rest of her life. This may well be part of it, but there is another reason. What touched me so much was what Jesus said to her. In verse 13, it says, "When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, 'Don't cry.'" Now, we can perfectly understand why she was crying. To have lost a loved son, her only child, and to have previously lost her husband, added to which provision for her future was uncertain. No wonder she cried. However, Jesus was not saying, in effect, "There, there, don't cry," in an offhand manner. It says his heart went out to her. He was so touched by her grief, he so felt her pain, that he left his followers and approached her, sought her out to bring her comfort. When he said, "Don't cry," it was to tell her there was no need to cry. He was going to sort it all out. He was going to restore what she had lost. What the story perfectly illustrates to me is Jesus' overwhelming tenderness and compassion. Jesus came to help the widow of Nain at the exact moment of need, and he will come to help us as well. It also demonstrates to me that our God is a God who sees and feels our pains and sorrows. None of us are ever overlooked in his sight. He always sees and cares for each one of us individually. God's heart goes out to us. He is close to us. He wants to be our comfort and strength in our sad and difficult times. What a fortunate people we are to have such a God and such a Saviour. In turn, I believe that we are to be inspired by the compassion demonstrated by Jesus in this story. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said, "If we could only read the secret history of our enemies, we would find in each man's life sorrow and suffering enough to disarm all hostility." I pray that God will lay on my heart a fresh layer of compassion and that he will show me how to use it. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your great love for all people and your care and compassion perfectly demonstrated by Jesus. We ask, especially during this time of the world pandemic, that you will heighten our sense of compassion for others, and that you will show us clearly who we should reach out to and the ways in which we can help them. Father, at this time, let our ears be sensitively tuned in to your voice and directions. Father, please bless all those who are listening. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus, for his gentle compassion and for his example, and ask that you would help us to follow him more closely each day. We ask these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.